firm created by the Rio Grande Oil Company.
San Diego police calling all cars. Attention all cars, broadcast 82. Sai Hua, a Chinese merchant, has been found murdered in his store. That's all.
Thousands of you who listen to this program tonight will drive into a Rio Grande station tomorrow and buy Rio Grande cracked gasoline. As the attendant fills your tank, you'll probably notice other brands of gasoline priced a few cents less per gallon. To reassure you that you are still getting more value for your money, even though you pay a couple of cents more per gallon for Rio Grande cracked, let me give you some technical information. Cut price gasoline is not good for your engine because it does not burn completely. Do you realize that inside your cylinders at least 9,000 separate fires are started, burned, and extinguished every minute? Unless your gasoline burns completely in a split second, it goes to waste and ruins your motor oil. In Rio Grande crack, you have a balanced gasoline with some parts that ignite instantly for fast starting, other parts that burn rapidly to give you acceleration, and the heavy parts that give you power as they burn. The famous Rio Grande cracking process separates gasoline into these three parts to ensure that it burns evenly and that no power is wasted. If you use uncracked, cut-price gasoline, you get unbalanced performance. Some cheap gasolines are all flat, but they start fast, and then they lack speed and power. Because the heavy units of power are not cracked up, they fail to burn completely. These heavy, unburned parts, called carbon, they destroy the oil seal around your piston. They dilute your crankcase oil so fast that it's often ruined in 200 miles. Your motor keeps on running, it's true, even on the cheapest gasoline and the thinnest oil. But every mile means waste, wear, and repair bills that cost you many times the few pennies you save on cut-price gasoline. That's one reason why so many Western cities that keep records of automobile operating costs specify Rio Grande cracked gasoline. It powers more police cars and emergency engines than any other brand. And now we are honored to welcome back to Calling All Cars the chief of the San Diego Police Department, George M. Sears.
Good evening, Sam. I wonder how many of you citizens listening to this program realize how important little things might be to the solution of a difficult case. In the story selected tonight, all the wisdom and guile of the Orient was matched against the patience of American police, and as usual, the police won. Only those who have attempted to solve a major crime in which Orientals are involved can appreciate the difficulties to be faced. Hours of work must be done, where minutes might suffice when working with members of other races. For that reason, this story tonight is most interesting, because it proves once again that no criminal is smart enough to avoid leaving some clue, thus proving again that time does not pay.
Tonight is laid in San Diego's old Chinatown 15 years ago. As he is walking his beat, patrolman George Wilson is approached by Quan Chok, a venerable Chinese merchant.
Are you happy, me, please? I need very much help from police,
man. Yeah, what's the matter, Quan?
I wait for my friend, let's tell you why. I wait 1, 2, maybe 3 hours. We go doctor, but Saiwa, he no come. I go Saiwa's store. So he locked, maybe saw something wrong with Saiwa.
Maybe went without you.
Oh, no, he not do that. Maybe so you come open up for Saiwa's store.
Well, I don't know whether I should or not.
Yes, you must come.
Which store is it?
Just down there, 2-3 doors, store with lead trunk.
Well, first, let's ask that lady at the next house whether she's seen Saiwa.
Anyway, I ask. She come to Saiwa?
Well, you see your young wife and long the other one.
like in the middle of night. Then she hear a big sound noise coming from the sidewalk, please.
Well, maybe we ought to investigate.
Oh, yes, please. You open place up, huh?
Yeah, I'll try some keys on the door. Well, that won't do. Now, that one. And I guess we'll have to break it in. Well, nothing out of place in here.
We go back room, huh?
Cut to pieces. This is a job for the homicide squad.
Within a very few minutes, Detective Sergeant Sears, Chadwick, and F.C. Bowden, State Narcotic Inspector, are on the scene.
Skull fractured. Apparently with a heavy door spring. Bloody hatch for the blood-stained cleaver.
Here's a bloody handprint, Captain.
Oh, yes, and bloody footprints leading outside. Wilson.
Yes, sir?
Have his handprint and his footprint photographed.
Yes, sir.
I asked you to come along, Inspector, because you're so familiar with these Chinese. What do you know about Sewar?
Why, he was one of the best black men in Chinatown.
No enemies?
Not that I know of. He does a private banking business. Worth plenty of money, he was.
Robbery might be the motive.
Yes, it might. Suppose we take a look at the stage.
Must be in the other room. Yeah, this way.
There it is.
Locked. Wilson.
Yes, sir?
Have the safe expert open the safe. Then bring the spring and the cleaver in as evidence.
Yes, sir.
Also bring in Quan Chalk. I want to talk to him.
I've just opened up that safe, Captain.
Good. What did you find?
Nothing.
What?
Absolutely empty.
What do you make of that, Inspector?
Was the safe jimmied or tampered with?
No. Apparently it had been opened normally and then closed and locked.
I should say, then, if Saiwa had any money in the safe, and it's reasonable to assume that he did, that someone he trusted inveigled him into opening the safe himself. Then murdered him, stole the money, and locked the safe.
Someone he trusted, eh? How about Quan Chalk?
They were the best of friends. Might have been any one of 100 Chinese who did business with Saiwa.
It'll be a neat job to question them all. I never saw a Chinaman yet who would talk when he didn't want to. Nevertheless, I'm going to begin with Quan Chalk. Has Wilson brought in Quan Chalk yet? Oh, that's so. Very well, send him in. Quan Chalk came himself. He's outside asking to see me.
Captain
Mike? Yeah?
You find the fellow who killed my friend?
Well, I'm going to try to.
Yeah, $5,000. You will give me what?
$5,000?
Okay. Yes, here. $5,000. You count, huh?
Who's offering this reward?
Me, I give 1,000. 4 other Chinese that give 1,000.
Who?
Oh, they know like he said his name all but one.
Who's that one?
Quan Chi, he one of them.
Quan Chi?
You know him, Captain. He's a silk importer.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Quan Chi, he good friend Saiwa, too.
You're sure you're not posting this whole reward between you?
Oh, no, no, no. 5 of us. We make up money all this together.
Who do you think killed Saiwa?
Oh, I don't know, but you find him make this an important question very glad.
Did Saiwa have a lot of money in that safe?
Saiwa have money, yes.
How much?
I do not know. You find murderer?
Well, we'll try. And Quan Chalk, you'll help us, won't you?
Oh, yes, I have.
All right. I'll let you know when I want to talk to you again.
I have all right. I go now.
Okay, Quan. Thanks. Well, these $150 bills seem to eliminate Quan Chalk.
Looks like it. Anyway, I know the old man, and I don't believe he'd do it.
Next step seems to be to go over Saiwa's book and see how much money they actually took.
Better call the Chinese consulate and have them send a man over to check them for you.
I'll do that right away. And Quan Chi, did the book show that he was a depositor?
Yes, Quan Chi was a depositor.
Go see who that is, will you, Carson?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is it?
I want to see Saiwa.
What about?
I got a letter for him.
Come in, please.
Where's Saiwa?
Come right in here, please.
Say, what is this? I don't see Saiwa. Where is he?
I'll take care of your letter.
I'm supposed to deliver it to Saiwa himself.
Well, Saiwa's dead.
dead.
Murdered. And we're from headquarters. Give me that letter.
Oh, but I don't think I
can. Hand it over. If you want to keep out of trouble, let me have that letter.
Okay. Here it is.
Chinese. Can you read it, Mr. Fung?
Yes, let me see. It says, why, friend, say Taiwa, do you turn my most generous offer? You are old and highly respected and would not be suspected by the ignorant and arrogant American. Surely, I hope you will see the wisdom of our using your store for our mutual benefit before it becomes necessary for me to use more persuasive means. It is signed T.
T is a Japanese narcotic boss, Tijuana.
What do you know about this note, Millie?
Nothing.
Who gave it to you?
Oh, one of the boys in a saloon in Tijuana. He gave me $5 to deliver it.
You work for T, don't you?
I never heard of him.
Take a look through her purse, Carson.
Hey, look here. You can't do this.
Quiet.
Yep. Here's a bendler,
sir. That's fine. Send her up to the station with Wilson.
What for? I ain't done nothing.
Possession of narcotics is a misdemeanor. You're under arrest.
Well, Wilson, sir, book this young lady for possession of narcotics.
Why, you big baffoon. You've got a lot of nerve.
Come on, young lady.
Take your hands off
come
of me.
Come on, now. You
now, listen,
down.
I ain't done a thing.
Narcotic angle to this thing.
Yes. We better round up all the hopheads we can find in Canada.
Right. Now get in touch with Chief Montana and Tijuana and have him question Key. Maybe Cy Wall was put on the spot by Key's mob.
Inspector Bowden and Detective Sergeant Sears, armed with John Doe warrant, round up more than 50 Chinese suspects during the afternoon and early evening. And when Chadwick and Carson return to headquarters to question them, they are met by Quan Chok and Quan Chi.
Hello, Quan Chok. What's on your mind?
My friend Quan Chi. He wants to talk to you.
Oh, how do you do, Quan Chi?
This humble person is infinitely honest. Why have you not solicited the murder of my friend, Taiwa?
Well, we're doing all we can.
It is not enough. You arrest two of my friends, but you do not arrest Taiwa's murderer.
Well, who are the friends we've arrested?
Henry the Kung and Kung Gao. Why do you arrest them? I want them released.
Impossible, Quan Chi. We must hold them until we investigate their alibis.
They are not guilty. They are my friends.
I'm sorry, Quan Chi, but it's necessary. You'll have to permit us to make this investigation in our own way.
You cannot insult honorable men in this fight.
And you can't dictate how we run our police department. Good evening. Man's all upset about his friend's death.
Yes, but you're quite right in handling him the way you did.
I beg your pardon, Captain.
Yes, sir.
Chief Montana, Tijuana, called while you were out to dinner, and he said he'd be in shortly to report about T.
Good.
Yeah, and I've got a report on the bloody hand mark you found at the scene of the crime.
Yeah? What is it?
It's Taiwan's own handprint.
What?
Yep. And the cleaver we found has been identified by Kung Chok as belonging to Taiwan, too.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Our only clues circle right back on themselves. According to all we've discovered, Taiwa robbed his own face, murdered himself with his own cleaver, and then left his own fingerprints with which to identify himself as his own murderer. How am I going nuts?
No, you're just handling an Oriental homicide.
Huh? Oh, send him in. Chief Montana's outside. Now we'll find out about the Tijuana dope angle. Oh, good evening, Chief.
In his notion, senor.
You know all these gentlemen, I believe.
Si, indeed, yes.
Well, did you question Key?
Si, he admits to writing the note, but he was much surprised when I told him Saiwa was murdered. I asked him about the threat, and he said that he'd mean to turn Saiwa over to the authorities for diamond smuggling if he did not enter into a business arrangement with him.
Oh, diamond smuggling enters into the plot.
I do not believe that part of it. I think that Key would have sent his hatchet men after Saiwa if he had refused to play... Oh, you say play ball with him.
Then maybe Key did have him killed.
That wouldn't account for the robbery angle.
No, I am convinced that Key knew nothing of his death until I talked to him.
Well, we're just as far now as we were this morning when Wilson discovered the body. Yes, Sergeant?
A note for you.
Who from?
That girl, Millie Murphy, we booked for possession.
Oh, let me have it. Yeah, maybe this will develop. He wants to talk to me. Bring her in, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's nothing like a few hours in jail to make him loosen up, is
it,
Chief?
It usually works.
And do you know this Millie Murphy?
Millie Murphy. Fat and blonde?
Yeah, that's her.
Yes. She's one of Key's girls.
That's what I thought.
Here she is, Captain.
Come on in, Millie. You want to talk to me?
Yeah. Alone.
Okay. You gentlemen will excuse us.
Of course.
Just wait outside a few moments.
Yeah, and don't try tuning on no dictaphone.
All right, Millie. What's on your mind?
Listen. You found a deck of snow on me, and I got some information I think will help. But I don't like cops, see? I won't even try to make a trade with you.
What do you mean?
My freedom for my information.
Well, I can't promise.
I told you I ain't asking for anything. I don't like cops, and I wouldn't lower myself to make a deal with you. I'm giving you this information because I like Cy Wah. He was a good guy, and I'd like to see the rat that bumped him off taken care of.
Okay. What do you got?
Look here. That bindle you found on me was for Quan Chi. He, down in Tijuana, wanted to use Cy Wah as an agent instead of Quan Chi.
Mm-hmm.
Cy Wah was on the level. He wouldn't play, but Chi figured he could get him in line. If he had, Quan Chi would have been bounced. Now, what do you think?
Well, it sounds fishy to me.
Huh? Okay, I'm giving it to you for what it's worth.
Well, Quan Chi claims to be Cy Wah's best friend.
Uh-huh.
He was in here a little while ago, highly indignant because we hadn't caught the murderer yet.
Sure, covering up. Quan Chi's smart. I wouldn't expect a dumb flatfoot like you to understand
it. Oh, is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
Well, all right, I'll work on your tip.
Well, I don't care whether you work on it or not. Only let me get back to my cell. I'm losing my beauty sleep.
Sergeant, take this girl back to her cell.
Yes, sir.
And ask the other gentleman to come in.
Right. Well, how about it? What did you find out from her?
I don't know. Probably a pipe dream. But I'm so dizzy now, I'll work on any tip.
What do you mean?
Just this. We're going to raid Quan Chi's tonight.
Officers find Quan Chi and his beautiful young wife smoking opium. Quickly bundling him off to jail, Chadwick and his men search the place. Behind Quan Chi's storeroom, they find his office.
Well, this is a pleasant place to work. No windows, no air, and only one electric light.
What's that to a Chinaman when he has this?
What?
Opium, cocaine, and morphine, right here in the desk drawer.
Let me take a look at it. That's a personal supply, but large enough for an excuse to hold him for questioning.
Captain, look what I found.
What?
A pair of blood-stained slippers.
Blood-stained slippers? Where did you find them?
Outside in the alley in the garbage can.
That's what we're looking for, boys. If these slippers match the footprints found at Cy Wah's, we've got the murderer.
That night, the Bureau of Identification examines the slippers, finds that they fit the footprints found at the scene of the crime. Find that they are size 7.5. When Sergeant Chadwick tries to discover which of his suspects wears size 7.5 shoe, he meets another baffling disappointment.
Oh, hello, Bowden. I'm glad you dropped in. I'm up a tree again.
What do you got there on the desk?
These are the shoes of Henry Duck Chung, Song Chow, and Quan Chi. And here are the blood-stained shoes we found at Quan Chi's.
Well, whose foot fits the bloody shoe?
They all do. They're all 7.5.
What?
Yeah. Seems that every Chinese in San Diego wears the same size shoe.
Well, I'm beginning to be stumped myself.
And ask Quan Chuck to come down and help us. But first, I want Quan Chi to have a look at these. He's waiting outside. Bring Quan Chi in, please.
Captain, I am one of Simon's best friends. I have offered reward for the capture of his
murderer,
and you arrest me.
Oh, just a minute, Quan. Calm down.
You shall hear from the Chinese government about this. You have caused me to lose faith.
Oh, relax, will you? I want to ask you a question.
What is the question?
Ever see these shoes before?
Where did you get them?
I found them behind your house last night.
They are mine. I threw them away a week ago.
Or did you throw them away night before last after you murdered Cy Wah?
You cannot accuse me. I am innocent. You will pay. You see. You will pay.
I'll take them away, Sergeant.
Yes, sir. And Captain, Quan Chalk is waiting to see you.
All right, send him in.
Yes, sir. Come along, you.
Come in, Quan Chuck.
I have you arrested the Quan Chi.
I suspect him of murdering Sai Hua.
Oh, but that does not seem possible.
I found these shoes outside his house last night. They fit the bloody footmarks of Sai Hua's.
Oh, please let me see those shoes.
There you are.
Why, these belong to Sai Hua.
What?
Yes, these are Sai Hua shoes. See, he puts this mark in all his shoes.
An embroidered star.
I give up. There's nothing about this case that makes sense.
And to baffle the police further, a blood-stained, lightweight suit is found buried in the sand near the bayside. Investigation of laundry marks found in the suit reveals that it had been worn at various times by Song Chao, Henry Duck Chung, and Quan Chi. The investigation is caught in an insidious, vicious circle. Then Chadwick and Sears decide to act. With the detail of two men, they return to Quan Chi's shop.
You know, it seems a shame to tear the joint up, Chadwick.
I know it, but I'm convinced that this Quan Chi knows more than he's willing to tell. As it says in the play, he protests too much.
What play?
Oh, never mind. What I mean is he makes too much noise about his innocence. Whatever he's hiding, we're going to find it, and we have to take this place apart stick by stick.
Okay, boys. Got on his door casing.
These Chinese going for hidden panels and stuff like that. I'm going to look through these closets.
There.
Yes, Captain?
Better go over these walls inside and tap them for all hiding places.
Okay.
Besides cobweb.
Well, one of the screws that fastens this lighting fixture into the ceiling has been tampered with recently.
What do you mean, tampered with?
Well, part of the head has been bent away as though somebody forced it in with a screwdriver.
Probably happened when the fixture was installed.
No, the metal's too shiny. Yeah, and it isn't covered with dust like the rest of the fixture. Hey, hand me a screwdriver.
A screwdriver? Huh. You sure need one. You've got a screwy enough idea.
Oh, maybe. Thanks. Well, we'll see pretty quick.
When you do get that thing off, what do you expect to find? Accepting wires.
I don't know. Boy, this sure is fastened in here. There we are.
Hey, you're showering me with plaster.
What of it? Well, now you just bring this fixture to one side. Hey, Chadwick.
What?
There's a big hole up here.
Well, what's in it?
Hey, just a minute, like, get my hand in there. Here, grab these packages.
Okay. Ooh, morphine. Hey, boys,
lay off the hammering. We found it.
Hey, and here's another.
Okay. Oh, looks like cocaine.
Now the other side. Yeah, there's something here. Here.
Packages of money. Sears, look.
What?
A bloody fingerprint on this bill here.
Well, it certainly cooks Mr. Quan Chi's goods if this is his fingerprint.
Even if it isn't, it's a more definite clue than shoes and suits that belong to everyone in Chinatown.
Back to headquarters go Chadwick and Sears to question the imperturbable Quan Chi. But monosyllabic replies are their only reward for hours and hours. Finally, they send the bland Oriental back to his cell to enable Sears, whose knowledge of Chinese customs is extensive, to set the stage for their next interview. Finally, all is in readiness.
Well, it sure looks like a screwy setup to me.
Well, anything's worth a try. I tell you, Chadwick, we can't get a confession out of him by straight questioning. You can't make a Chinaman talk if he don't want to. And he's as susceptible to psychology as the next human being.
Yeah, but these props, an executioner's sword.
Oh, he'll recognize it. We took it in the raid of a joss house 10 years ago.
And all those blood-stained axes.
The effective weapon of the old-time hatchet man. Quan Chi knows their purpose.
Yeah, but I don't see.
All right, leave it all to me.
All right.
Send Quan Chi in now. Let me handle the show.
Okay.
Sit down, Quan Chi. Are you ready to talk?
I have nothing to say.
Now, look here, Quan. We found $20,000 and more in that hidden locker of yours. One of the $100 bills had a bloody fingerprint on it, and that print was yours. We've got you dead to rights. Now, why don't you confess?
I have nothing to confess.
Quan Chi, you know what this is?
It is the knife have hung the executioner?
It wasn't so many years ago that a merchant called Wing Lo killed a man of his out here in San Diego. And his tongue settled the affair with this knife. And the mighty muscled Hong raised the knife high above his head and brought it down with all his force. The knife quivered in the block, just as it's quivering in the floor there. But Wing Lo's head lay silently beneath it. Oh, now then, I'm forgetting. You saw that execution, Quan Chi.
My inferior intellect is unable to comprehend why I am asked to witness this ridiculous demonstration.
Oh, no reason at all. I was just reminiscing about old times and wondering whether Sai Wah's Tong still had an executioner as capable as Hong.
Which could be of no concern to me.
Well, it might, if you compel us to give you your freedom.
My undistinguished attainments in the art of logic prevent me from understanding the progress of your argument.
And these may help. You recognize them?
The weapons of the hatchet men.
Yes. This one here is particularly interesting. See those brown marks on it?
I see.
That is the dried blood of Sam Gee. Remember him?
I do not.
Sam Gee died the death of 1,000 cuts in San Francisco for some trifling offense, such as killing his friend. And parts of his dismembered body were found all along the highway, all the way south to San Diego. And they say the dead man's brothers got their revenge.
I will not permit my presence to be contaminated by such swinish mouthing.
Now, now, Quan, relax. Just one thing more. I got a letter from Sai Wah's brother in San Francisco this afternoon. And he begs me to tell him who murdered Sai Wah. He has promised his ancestors vengeance on the murderers of his brother. And you know what that means, Quan Chi. Should Sai Wah's brother set out to find his murderer, we would be powerless. And nothing we could do would prevent another murder. A horrible murder, preceded by exquisite torture. Your murder. I would say that the only place, safe place for Sai Wah's murderer would be behind the thick walls of San Quentin. Or dead, painlessly, by a jerk of the rope, rather than by the death of 1,000 cuts. Don't you agree with me, Quan Chi?
It is written in the third book of Quan Futse. The wise man chooses the swirling stream in preference to the path by the fire dragon's cave. I am guilty. I killed Sai Wah.
Henry Duk Chong, Quan Chi's accomplice, confessed quickly when he learned that Quan Chi had made a full confession implicating him. Their only motive was to dispose of Sai Wah because he refused to participate in Quan Chi's dope smuggling activities. Both were sentenced to life in San Quentin Penitentiary, where Henry Duk Chong died a few years ago. Catching criminals is only part of police work. Police try equally hard to prevent crime. The Rio Grande Oil Company helps the police do both. Police officials of the West unanimously praise this Rio Grande radio program for showing so effectively that crime does not pay. And they also praise Rio Grande for producing the faster, more powerful, more economical gasoline that has been specified for more police cars and emergency equipment wherever it is sold than any other brand. Rio Grande has the double advantage of owning the finest cracking plant in America and the exclusive Western right to the patented Sinclair cracking process. Thus, Rio Grande Cracked has qualities found in no other gasoline. Try it. It costs you no more.
San Diego police calling all cars, attention all cars. Cancellation broadcast 82.
regarding a Chinese hatchet murder. Suspect in this case now in custody. That's all.
Dramatized on future broadcasts are described in the monthly Calling All Cars News. Ask for your free copy from any Rio Grande service station. Charles Frederick Winsley, bidding you good night for the Rio Grande Oil Company.